Good morning, Kansas City. Happy Tuesday. It's the Rocket and Tracy show. So we now know why Travis Kelce went to see his family in Philly.
That's right. He did also participate in a charity event and got a haircut over the weekend. Yeah. But I'm guessing it was more about his brother.
Yeah. So we were just thinking about this because, first of all, Terry, you've known Teresa for a long time, like I have. Teresa can cry at a commercial.
That's true. She cries very easily.
I mean, yes. Seriously. So we were just thinking, her and I were just brainstorming this morning. When was the last time you cried? I know for a fact when it was for me, and that was watching Caitlin Clark play basketball and break the record.
You didn't cry at all yesterday watching Jason Kelce?
No, I really didn't.
Oh my gosh, I cried like 5 times.
Did you really?
Yes, it was so sweet. We'll talk more about it here in a minute because I've got like I had to edit a lot of audio. How long did he talk?
It was like an hour conversation.
It was a really long time.
I had to go run some errands, so I left.
When he talked about his brother, and then he talked about his mom, he talked about his dad, he talked about Kylie. I mean, it was a really well thought out speech. He thanked everybody.
And I get it. You know, he's been playing, 13 years, and I started thinking, would I be emotional if I decided to ever give up radio?
Yes.
Hell yes.
You'd be worse than Jason Kelce.
I think I would be.
Yes.
And I think so.
And then you'd go, I got nowhere else to go.
Because that's true. So I was just thinking, when was the last time that you cried? And I told you, Caitlin Clark, because I think she's a wonderful person, especially for little girls and little boys all over the world. And I started thinking, does Tara even have it? I don't think Tara's ever cried in her life.
Well, Rocket, I'm glad you asked. I'm medicated not to cry. However, while I'm pregnant, the hormones are raging.
Are they?
A couple days ago, my husband asked if my calendar was free if he worked overtime one day, and I started bawling because he wanted to abandon his family. Not make money for the family, as some people might see it, but to me, he was abandoning us. And then, let's see, night before last, I read a book to my daughter it says her name, Grace, in it, and it's like, I love the way you laugh. I love the way you play games with me, Grace. I love the way XYZ. I'm going to cry right now talking about it. Because you know what? There's a new baby coming into the world. And what if she feels attacked? What if she feels like she's not as special as she was before? And she's always going to be just as special. Anyway.
Boy, you should worry a lot about how Grace is going to feel about the new baby and not how the new baby's going to feel when you don't give her any attention.
You know,
listen, I'm going to feed the new baby and change her. I just always have to make sure Grace doesn't feel sad. You get it.
Who cares what the new baby feels?
No, she'll be so happy. She'll be like, I'm a baby. I don't know anything. And I'll be like, well, this is joy. This is happiness.
This is happiness. So we want you to start texting in now. Really, just be honest. What was the last thing that made you cry? I was at lunch yesterday, and my friend Peyton came behind me, and I was on my phone. She came and said hi, gave me a hug. And I was on a video. It was a TikTok video. And it was a little baby in a car seat. And the caption was, when you fall asleep and you wake up at Target.
Good one.
A little baby. She looked at that. She goes, oh my God, I love babies. And she just started crying.
I can just scroll through TikTok and just cry for hours. I really should create a TikTok channel that is just me crying. You know how like you can watch people react to movie trailers,
yes,
or hearing a song for the first time? I should create an account that's just me and the things that make me cry.
Because you don't cry as much as you used to.
Oh, you'd be surprised. I just do it by myself.
I think there's something nice about that, being so in touch with your feelings and feeling, yeah, things so deeply. Do you ever feel like when you're scrolling on social media, it slowly infiltrates your mind? Like, let's say you're watching a soldier come home to his family and you're like, oh, that's so happy. And you don't cry at first. And then you watch another one. And then you watch another one. And then you're in it.
Oh,
you know, you're in these videos and you're sobbing. Same thing with funny stuff on social media. It's a little funny. It's a little funny. It's a little funny. And then a simple meme just makes you pee your pants laughing.
I totally understand that.
It infiltrates your,
yes,
brain.
It's almost like now that with TikTok and videos and that instant gratification, I have a hard time watching movies.
Really?
I want to just swipe my TV and make it go up a little bit.
You're like, boring. We need to invent that.
Well, they have it on my YouTube where I can just click a button and go 10 minutes fast forward. So I've been doing that a lot lately.
How can you watch shows and fast forward, though? You can't be getting the same satisfaction,
yeah,
out of it.
I get it. Sometimes I just go to the ending of a movie.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll be honest. There was a convo on Love is Blind the other day, and I was like, I've got to keep this moving. I've got to see what happens with the other couple. And I fast forwarded. I don't know what they talked about, but it was like boring, 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 boring.
So get your text coming in right now, 816-476-7093. Very simple question. What made you cry? What was the last thing that made you cry? All right, let's take our first break of the morning.
Yeah, when we come back with Tabloid, I'll play you the audio that made me cry yesterday from Jason Kelce talking about Travis.
Good morning, Kansas City. We are taking your texts right now. We want to know the last time that you cried. When was it? What happened? Because we're about to get into something that I know that made Teresa cry all day yesterday.
Yes, Jason Kelce. So we knew that Travis was in Philadelphia. We weren't sure exactly the reason, but now we know. I mean, he did do some charity and some other stuff, but obviously he was there to support his brother, Jason, who announced he was retiring from the NFL after playing 13 seasons with the Eagles. It was a very long, emotional speech with lots of pauses, so I did have to edit a little for time or we'd be here all day long. Travis, Donna, Ed, Kylie, Kelce, they were all there, and Travis was even seen wiping away tears, especially when Jason reflected on their bond.
We did almost everything together. Competed, fought, laughed, cried, and learned from each other. And when we weren't playing, we were at the other one's games, but seated in a lawn chair or a bench, a Capri Sun in our hand that Mom had packed, cheering during the game and waiting outside afterward to celebrate a victory together or offer encouragement after a defeat. There is no chance I'd be here without the bond Travis and I share. It made me stronger, tougher, smarter, and taught me the values of cooperation, loyalty, patience, and understanding. It's only too poetic. I found my career being fulfilled in the city of brotherly love. I knew that relationship all too well.
Was that a little Taylor Swift reference there? Huh? All Too Well?
Oh.
That's what a lot of people were saying yesterday, but
well,
obviously
her favorite number is
13. Didn't coin that. So I loved it also because he said something very meaningful about every member of his family. He was very thoughtful with his speech. And when he talked about Kylie, it just made my heart swoon.
I still remember the moment she walked through the door. It was like she glided through the opening. An aura around her. Then she started talking. And I thought, man, is this what love feels like? She was beautiful and smart, serious, yet playful. I knew it right away. I think it's no coincidence I have enjoyed my best years of my career with Kylie by my side. Every accolade I have ever received has come with her in my life. She has brought the best out of me through love, devotion, support, honesty, intelligence, and of course, a swift kick in the ass from time to time.
I love that.
Tara, you okay?
Like, summarizes their relationship. Yeah, by the way, Tara, would our husbands ever talk about us like that?
Maybe if they were trying to get some.
My husband wouldn't even talk like that, even if he was trying to get some.
I just feel like that is so nice to publicly say you like someone so much.
Wouldn't it be nice if your, I don't know, partner like would say things out loud in front of other people sometimes and just validate the way he feels about you? I don't know what that's like, but anyways.
The other day my husband was like, we were all telling stories to each other about what our wives do when they're mad at us. And I'm like, that's hilarious. And then we were like, also, I love my wife. And he's like, I miss that part.
I noticed when we were in Mexico, we were hanging out with several couples, and the couples were always together, and then Billy was always across the pool talking to everybody else. Like, wow, what's that like when you actually hang out with a person?
Love you, bye.
Anyways, going back to Taylor Swift, we found out something very cool yesterday that I don't think surprised anybody, that she's related to Emily Dickinson. The Today Show did an ancestry search and found that Taylor and the legendary American poet are six cousins three times removed.
How cool to be a celebrity and someone just does that work for you.
Yeah. Have you guys been on Ancestry or done any of the DNA testing?
No, we've already made this clear. Tara and I don't want to be framed for murder.
That's true. I haven't done it that way, but I've done it through that library in Missouri. What's that library called? Oh, gosh.
The library?
Mid-America.
Library of Relatives?
Some sort of library. But they're like obsessed with the genealogy and they have so many resources. And so I went back as far as I could one day and it was really interesting.
It's fascinating because I've done the DNA testing and then you go through and you start realizing you're related to people from all over the world.
Yeah, remember that one time too where you thought you were related to certain countries and you weren't?
I went even close.
You were like, that's a lie.
I'm like, wow, I'm from the other side of the world. Who knew?
Who knows?
And a couple of updates on your favorite shows that you like to watch. Season 2 of HBO's House of the Dragon. We knew it was coming back this year. Now we know it will happen in June. Lindsay Lohan confirming that Freaky Friday 2 is in the works. She wouldn't give any further details, but she says she's excited to work with Jamie Lee Curtis again, and they talk almost every other day. Does that make you happy, Tara?
I like that they talk to each other, for sure.
And a Baywatch reboot series is definitely coming to Fox. No details have been announced about when or who will be cast in the show. That's your tabloid trash. It's brought to you by Lean Kitchen. Save time and money with healthy grab-and-go meals that are delicious from Lean Kitchen KC. Locally owned with 5 locations, leankitchenkc.bottle.com.
All right, don't forget, start texting in. What was the last time? What made you cry? When did you cry last? I told you mine was, of course, watching What's her name?
Caitlin Clark.
Caitlin Clark scored the basket and her talking and how great she is for kids. I was bawling like a little baby. Loved it. You, yesterday, of course, the press conference.
Yes.
Tara, you're just crazy brain, pregnant brain, right?
I'm insane. Yeah, reading a book to my daughter, I was sobbing. My husband asking if my calendar was free for him to work overtime, sobbing because he obviously wants to abandon me. You know, emotions are just like a roller coaster right now with this baby in my belly.
So text 816-476-7093 when we come back.
Trending topics, the activity caught on video at a school fundraiser that has parents very upset.
Doja Cat, good morning. Happy Tuesday. Going to be not as nice as it was yesterday, but it's kind of cool. Today, when I left for work, went opened my garage, went outside my balcony early, and I'm like, man, it's kind of cold outside. High of only 60. So here's what we're talking about. The simple things in life that make you cry, like the Kelce brothers in the conference.
Yeah, or like what was the last thing that made you cry? Yeah. I cried all the way through that conference yesterday with Jason Kelce.
I told you, Caitlin Clark, watching that, her break the record all over TV. I'm like, wow, this is truly amazing. So these are things we're looking at. I don't want to have to put Tara back in therapy for all the some of the texts that she's getting. We know a lot of bad things happen in life. We get that.
Yeah.
But this is more lighthearted.
We're talking about like a TikTok video that made you cry.
Something that made you cry.
Right. I don't know, maybe your child looked into your eyes and said, Mother, I love you. That hasn't happened to me in a while, but
maybe your kid's name is Grace.
Mommy. Guys, when I tuck her in at night now, as I'm leaving her room, she goes, I love you, sweet dreams. And I'm just like, oh my God. She's just like, I'm going to be the most wonderful kid in the entire universe to make you stress about this upcoming baby as much as possible. And I'm like, Grace, come on.
You're over here all worried and stressed out. And Grace, meanwhile, like really has no clue and is like totally happy. Like, great, bring them on. Yeah. I want five sisters. Let's do it.
Exactly.
More, mommy, more, more. I love you. Aww.
There is something, though, about when a little child like puts their hands on your face.
Yes.
Like
my
son used to put his hands on your cheeks and be like, I love you. Aww. Or good night. And that's just, it was so sweet. Sometimes I do it to Rocket. And then he's like, don't touch me. I don't like intimacy.
Yeah.
It's weird. Trending topics today. Today is Super Tuesday, the biggest day of the 2024 election. Now, we are not actually involved in this. It's 16 states and one territory. But Krispy Kreme is doing a Super Tuesday thing, giving everybody two original glazed donuts. Do you think that counts for us? Or is it only in the states that are involved in Super Tuesday?
You know, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think there's a Krispy Kreme close to where I live.
There's one on Shawnee Mission Parkway.
There's one in Overland Park. I remember by the furniture deals on Metcalf. Mm-hmm. I remember going to that one. Look, we used to have Krispy Kreme delivered to the radio station every now and then. We worked in Virginia. Mm-hmm. That was the very first time I had a Krispy Kreme donut. They're the best.
They're really good.
I mean, seriously.
If anyone goes by there and finds out that they are participating, like even though we're not Super Tuesday voters, like let us know because we're all about a free donut around here, right? Yeah. Jason Kelce is retiring from the NFL after playing 13 seasons with the Philadelphia Eagles. That, of course, happened yesterday. Also, the Denver Broncos released quarterback Russell Wilson after two seasons. That's going to be like an $85 million hit over the next 2 years in order to release him. The latest edition of the Sunflower Showdown is tonight in Lawrence. It is a KU men's basketball team hosting K-State at Allen Fieldhouse. For the first time in more than 9 months, Elon Musk is no longer the world's richest person. Jeff Bezos has reclaimed that title. The Amazon founder's net worth, $200 billion.
Now, didn't he give away half his money to his wife in their divorce?
He gave away half to her. They both have been giving away incredibly large amounts of charity, and they still are some of the richest people in the world.
I mean, try to put that, wrap your mind around it. We were all celebrating Taylor Swift, Travis's girlfriend, about her having like under $5 billion, mm-hmm. which is a lot of money, but then you think $5 billion. $200 billion.
Elon Musk has a mere $198 billion.
Goodness, that's crazy.
You're like so poor compared to Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk.
I wouldn't appreciate the value of a dollar. I would do so much reckless spending and be broke by the end of the year. I don't know why mentally things have more value.
You could never spend that much money.
Mm-mm.
There's not a chance.
You know, it really is great the amount that they do spend on charity. Jeff Bezos and his ex-wife, they really put their money where their mouth is. Yeah. And then a fundraising event at an Oklahoma public school is going viral and parents are very mad about it. Kids at Deer Creek High School outside of Oklahoma City licked peanut butter off the feet of fellow students.
I saw this.
The Oklahoma superintendent of schools is now vowing an investigation, calling the event filth. The school released a statement saying the students involved had signed up for the fundraiser. It did bring in more than $152,000 for a local charity.
What?
And I mean, nobody actually got hurt. They're just licking feet.
But also, the money is coming from adults. What adults were like, I'd love to see these teens licking.
Yeah. But seriously.
I mean, we don't know if it was all adults. It could have been other kids, you know, hey, have my lunch money. I want to see you lick peanut butter off that guy's foot.
I mean, seriously. But they made money.
I mean, what do you say? Because, like, honestly, yeah, it's gross, but it's not like they let their kids do something that was illegal or harmful or.
Tara, I'll give you $50 to lick peanut butter off my feet.
Actually, Rocket's feet are immaculate.
I know. I was thinking
out of
maybe.
Everyone's foot in this like entire office, his feet are probably the cleanest and the softest. They're like a baby's butt.
If we're being real, I would do a lot for money, but I don't think I would do that. That's
I would do a lot for money, but I won't do that.
Yeah.
How much money are we talking?
I said $50.
No, you got to do more.
No.
$100.
But I would give her $100.
No, me. Give me $100 and I'll lick your foot right now.
Give her $100 to Brooke and Steele.
I would lick your feet right now.
$100? Are you going to do it?
No.
No?
No.
You do. Rocket doesn't want me to
embarrass
me.
Like,
that's so what's trending on Mix.
Coming up next, your chance to multiply your winnings with the Kansas Lottery when we play trivia.
And the award for best actor goes to me.
That sounds really good.
Is anybody recording this?
I'd made a little video. I'm about to put it on my Instagram.
Okay, so as you know, when you're working, even if whatever you do for a living, by the way, KMXV is Kansas City, things go wrong and malfunction.
Okay.
During that last break, my microphone just fell off.
Yeah. Guess who, out of all three of us, it was the big old pregnant woman that crawled on the floor to find the screw.
Why you got
to
call her big?
Well, because she's the one who shouldn't be crawling down on her hands and knees under the console, but she did.
I'd prefer you refer to me as the tiny petite, I didn't even know she was pregnant girl. Crawled under the table.
That doesn't paint an accurate picture, though. You should really know she should not have been down there.
I mean, really, we should. If we were smart, we would have recorded, first of all, the pregnant lady underneath the console.
None of us could find it, and she found it.
I would have actually preferred to be recording last time we were talking into the microphones, and your, how do I set the scene here? It's a mic arm that comes down in front of Rocket's face with a microphone, and the microphone jumped off. It said, I'm sick of everything, and jumped at Rocket. The arm shot up to the ceiling.
My microphone's hanging.
It was insane. You okay, babe?
What are you doing?
I was trying to focus.
I was trying to take a picture of it to show everybody.
He was playing Monopoly Go for a second while we're live on the air.
We found the screw, and we were trying to screw it on before the song ended, and I just couldn't make it happen.
So we are going to give you a chance to win some money.
That's right, we are.
We give away all our money, so we don't have money to repair things.
That's a good point. Yes. That's why Rocket's microphone isn't working. All right, so we are playing trivia. Should we go ahead and do it, Rocket?
Yes.
Are you comfortable doing it while you hold your microphone?
Yeah.
Okay. 816-476-7093. Call to play. You're playing for $30 in Kansas Lottery instant scratch tickets. And when you win those scratchers, you'll be an instant finalist to multiply your winnings. We do it every day right now at 7, 12, and 5. One person will get to play for up to $1,000 cash.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Kelsey,
are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Okay, here we go.
All right, today almost 1 in 5 adults will forget this. What is it?
The day of the week.
Yeah, we did that yesterday.
You might be doing the question we did yesterday.
Okay, well, you got it right, Kelsey. That is awkward.
I listened yesterday, and my answer was wrong, so it took me a second to think about it.
Well, you know what? You get bonus points for listening yesterday and today.
That's right. You get $30 in Kansas Lottery instant scratch tickets and your finalist to multiply your winnings, all thanks to Kansas Lottery's X Cash Blitz instant scratch ticket.
And also, in all fairness, if you're just tuning in, Tara wasn't here yesterday.
Right,
so she
filled in for Steve Serrano.
And we don't communicate, because why would people in radio and communications actually talk to each other?
That's not important.
Well, my arm's getting tired, so I'm going to put you on hold. We'll come back and get all your info. All right, coming up in just a few minutes, what was the last thing that made you cry?
Right now,
I got tears rolling down my eyes as I'm holding my microphone in my left hand, and I usually do things with my left hand to run the board, so it's like, I'm holding it together,
is
though.
Is it the fact that the show is in the toilet? Is that what made you cry?
We were good.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rocket and Teresa show. Going to be a nice day today. Not as warm as it was yesterday. High of 60. So this made Teresa cry yesterday.
We did almost everything together. Competed, fought, laughed, cried, and learned from each other. And when we weren't playing, we were at the other one's games, but seated in a lawn chair or a bench, a Capri Sun in our hand that Mom had packed, cheering during the game and waiting outside afterward to celebrate a victory together or offer encouragement after a defeat. There is no chance I'd be here without the bond Travis and I share. It made me stronger, tougher, smarter, and taught me the values of cooperation, loyalty, patience, and understanding. It's only too poetic I found my career being fulfilled in the city of brotherly love. I knew that relationship all too well.
Of course, that's Jason Kelce at his press conference. He announced his retirement.
And that's an edited version because that statement probably took about an hour because there were lots of sobs in between.
So we were just thinking, you know, little things in life that look almost like joyous occasions that made you cry. Like for me, home alone watching basketball, Caitlin Clark scored those points, and just how calm she was and watching little kids celebrate her. I'm like, this is amazing. The microphone just fell off here in the studio. Made me tear up a little bit.
For different reasons.
Yeah. So we want to know, what is the little things that made you cry the last time you cried? 816-476-7093. You can call or you can text.
We have lots coming in on the text line. This one says, last time I cried was when I was at the Adele concert. You know, I think I teared up a little bit this is not to compare, don't judge me. But when I saw Britney Spears in concert, just because it was so nostalgic for me.
Wow, I can't believe she's lip syncing and I paid so much money.
Okay, first of all, she's an amazing entertainer. Second of all, I just feel like I was so nostalgic to like be seeing this person that I wanted to see for so long when I was little, never got to. And then as an adult, I saw her in concert and it was so nice.
Are you sure you didn't actually cry when you said, hey guys, next round's on me, and then you spent $100 on 5 drinks?
Teresa, that's not what we're talking about right now, but yeah, I did cry when that happened.
So 816-476-7093, just be honest. What was the last thing that made you cry? Was it like when I love the videos when babies start to talk.
Yeah.
When they, you know, they say dad, dad, and it's like, mama, and they laugh and just hysterical laughs. I just love that. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Christy.
Hi.
And the thing that made me cry was I have 12 grandchildren. Number 13 is due April the 12th. And I have a 3.5-year-old grandson that thinks that I hung the moon.
Aww.
And he was at my house last night and he grabbed my cheeks. And he kissed me and he said, I love you, Nana.
Oh,
that's sweet.
That's
thank
amazing.
You. 816-476-7093. Things in life that you either watched on TV or heard on the radio or just saw in real life that made you tear up a little bit. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Okay, well, mine's not nearly as heartfelt as the last caller. But I finished watching One Day on Netflix,
yep,
and it destroyed me.
Yep. Don't spoil anything, but yeah, that's a very tearful
show. It destroyed
show.
Me?
That's definitely a cry. I cried at that one, too.
It destroyed me.
I was
bawling by myself, surrounded by my cats, and cuddled up on the couch, and just bawling. And I just really gave into it, too, you know? You just really let go and let yourself really feel it.
Yeah.
And it destroyed me. It took me a little while to recover after that.
Yeah, wow. I was watching it on the plane back from Mexico, and I had to turn it off. I said, nope, wait till I get home.
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Morning, friends.
Hey.
It's Tina.
Hi.
How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Okay. Well, every time I talk about it, it makes me cry. I am a military brat, so I can get on TikTok and watch the soldiers come home and surprise their families. And I bawl my eyes out.
Yeah, and then you go down a rabbit hole. Like, it'll just keep finding more and more and more videos.
I saw one yesterday where a sibling came home, and his sister was probably junior high,
mm-hmm,
and he's a grown military man. She just jumped up in his arms.
Yep.
It was great. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Is it me?
Yes, it's you.
Oh, my gosh. J.C. Kelce's retirement video.
Yes.
Yeah, it was. I thought it was a little long. I had to run some errands, but then I came back from running errands.
You're dead inside.
No. I came back from running errands. It was still on TV.
What was your favorite part? I liked when he talked about his family, and especially when he talked about Kylie.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Because Tara and I were like, our husbands will never talk about us like that ever.
I know. Everybody deserves to be talked about like that.
I know they do. They do, don't they?
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
My husband and I just watched this movie called The Iron Claw. It has Zac Efron in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I sobbed during that movie. And it just kept getting worse. And I just kept crying even more and more.
That's one of those that I'm afraid, and don't say anything, but I'm afraid it's been ruined because of TikTok.
Thank you.
I'm pretty sure the end has popped up multiple times in my feed.
Good morning, Mix. What made you cry?
Well, first of all, Tara, are you okay? Because as a fellow pregnant person, I about had to change the station on my way to work in preparation of this year's that should not be flowing yet quite this morning. Okay, so low-key, I watched American Idol last night and cried.
Can I tell you? I don't even watch American Idol regularly, but if I tune in one random day, I'm sobbing. I don't know what those producers are doing, but they're rude, okay? They're very mean.
I haven't watched it in years, and I am on this new season, and yeah, every single episode, my husband walks out, and he's like, are you okay? And I'm like, I can't. I have no words.
Oh my gosh, I agree with you 1,000%.
Thank you. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
So I just got back from a trip, and while I was on the plane, I watched the Barbie movie for the first time, and I sobbed at the end when they were showing all the videos of, like, the actual, like, people that produced the movie and everything of, like, when they were little doing their Barbie stuff, like, playing with their Barbies. I was like...
It was just so relatable, wasn't it?
It was, yes. And it was just, like... We're past that now, you know? And then now I look at my little girl playing with her Barbies, and it's nostalgic. So
yeah, I thought that scene was really beautiful, too. It made me think of, do you remember when Jen was super excited to get her favorite Barbie?
Mm-hmm.
What was that Barbie's name?
A Teresa Barbie.
A Teresa Barbie.
Spelled with no H.
Let's take one more call, then we'll take a break and come back and read some text here. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, it's Stephanie, the PE teacher.
Hi.
So I have a student teacher since January, and last week was my first day back, and for teaching full time without him. And my kindergarten kids were so happy to see me that they came in and said, "Miss Dixon, we're so happy you're back. We need to do a group hug." And I literally lost my stuff. It was full blown tears, just. It just makes you feel, I was in my feelings that day.
Aww. That is so nice. Thank you for what you do.
Yes, seriously, thank you.
Cool.
So the thing that made Tara and Teresa tear up a little bit was during the press conference when he's talking about his wife. We're talking about Jason Kelce.
I still remember the moment she walked through the door. It was like she glided through the opening, an aura around her. Then she started talking. And I thought, man, is this what love feels like? She was beautiful. And smart, serious, yet playful, I knew it right away. I think it's no coincidence I have enjoyed my best years of my career with Kylie by my side. Every accolade I have ever received has come with her in my life. She has brought the best out of me through love, devotion, support, honesty, intelligence, and of course, a swift kick in the ass from time to time.
It just reminds me of your guys' husbands. I just think it's amazing.
Yeah, because they sound just like that when they talk about us.
They're always publicly like, man, these girls are the awesomest. Yeah. Like awesomest, that's
voices
the word.
Voices of an angel. Yeah. They glide when they walk across the room.
Teddy Swims. So the girls got a little upset because their husbands never talked to them like Jason does to Kylie when he announced that he's retiring yesterday.
I still remember the moment she walked through the door. It was like she glided through the opening. An aura around her. Then she started talking, and I thought, man, is this what love feels like? She was beautiful and smart, serious, yet playful. I knew it right away. I think it's no coincidence I have enjoyed my best years of my career with Kylie by my side. Every accolade I have ever received has come with her in my life. She has brought the best out of me through love, devotion, support, honesty, intelligence, and of course, a swift kick in the ass from time to time.
I love that. It's so funny.
Don't you? Does it remind you of your husband?
No, my husband won't even walk beside me. He walks 10 feet in front of me whenever we go places. So I don't know what it's like to hear him actually say nice things about me.
To have him recount the first time he saw her so nicely, I want to ask my husband, what did you think when you first saw me? Because when I first saw him, he was so embarrassed. He was living with my cousin and didn't know that we were coming over. And he was wearing like a cutoff shirt. He was playing video games. He just felt embarrassed and like a slob. Meanwhile, in my head, I'm thinking, this is the most handsome man I've ever seen in my life. I love him. I want to marry him. We even left and went to lunch. I was with my mom and my aunt and my cousin. And I said, I love your roommate. I'd like to marry him. And now we're married. Now, when he first saw me, you know what he was probably thinking?
What?
Oh, man, I'm in a cutoff t-shirt playing video games. I feel so embarrassed to meet somebody. I bet he didn't even register to him that I existed.
I know what my husband was thinking. He told me because he leaned over and he said, "You have the most beautiful eyes. What color are they?" And that really, reflecting now, that really should have given me a warning of what my life would be like.
Maybe you should text him right now and be like, "What color eyes do I have?" He'd be like, "I don't know, brown."
He doesn't know.
So little things that the last time you cried, 816-476-7093. I was just reminded by a friend of mine. There was this video that's going around. I don't know if you've seen it on TikTok. So it looks like junior high girls playing basketball. Mm-hmm. So they're sitting there, and I'm like, what is going on? So the coach is underneath the basket at the rim, and she's tapping on the glass. And it was quiet. The entire gym was quiet. Come to find out, the girl who's taking the free throw was blind.
Are you making yourself cry right
yes.
now just talking about it?
It was the most beautiful thing. The whole gym just erupts like, wow.
So she was tapping so the girl could know where to aim. That's incredible.
Oh my gosh, it was the best. If you haven't seen it, go on TikTok. I guarantee it'll make you cry.
I will choose not to watch it then.
Why?
I will opt out.
I like to watch things like that. Sometimes it just feels good to have just a cleansing cry.
Don't you feel like there's a range, though, of tears? Like when I watched This Is Us temporarily, that put me in a dark place. It was too sad for me. I did not enjoy it.
I would cry hysterically at every episode, but I loved it. I guess there's something about
it.
Me. I like the end of, what was the Yellowstone prequel? The first one, 18, whatever, I don't know. I bawled my eyes out. Like, I don't even know these people. Why am I crying as if they're a real family member?
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
My birthday was on Valentine's Day, and my son gave me a birthday card. Told me what the best mom I am, and on the bottom he said, "You are the best to my buddies. Thank you for being their second mom."
That's really sweet.
I know. Thank you.
That's nice of him to acknowledge that.
It really is. I think when kids acknowledge their parents, it's like you're never expecting it. That's why you cry.
But to acknowledge that, I realize how kind you are to my friends too, and that you're their second mom. Aww.
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
So on TikTok, there's a panda that's been raised by this grandpa, and they're about to take the panda to China. So it was a public thing. There was a whole bunch of people in the crowd. Everyone's crying. The grandpa says, "Thank you," and blah, 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 and he starts crying, and I just lost it.
An older man crying alone without all the panda and all the cute extra stuff gets me. That whole scenario, I can't watch that.
Thank you so much for sharing.
There's something about animals because they are so innocent. Like, have you ever seen how donkeys remember? And like, there's the video of like the little girl who helped him when he was little and so many years later. And he, it's like he cries across the field when he sees the little girl.
I saw an elephant do the same thing too. It's just amazing. Absolutely amazing. Let's read some of the texts. I know we had a whole bunch on them.
This one says, "I cried this past weekend when my kids, ages 8, 6, and 2, were playing together, and they were all so happy. It made me realize that at some point, them playing like this will be the last." How dare you? How dare you type that to us? Oh, my gosh. We need to do something a little bit more lighthearted. "I cry every time I watch A Star Is Born with Lady Gaga."
It's a sad one.
"Don't cry often, but I cry when some of the athletes that I've watched my entire life retire from the game. It shows you how old you've gotten and how much you should appreciate these players while they play." We're talking about what makes you cry or the last time you cried. And this one just says, "Everything. I'm just a girl, an emotional girl."
I feel you. You're my soulmate.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rocket and Tracy show. You know, we're talking about videos like on TikTok that made you cry. I've got another one we're going to talk about after 8 o'clock. It's a video about dating, and it's gone viral about guys getting upset when a woman eats food off their plate.
Joey doesn't share food.
This is just one of these things, I guess, that women do, and men do not like it.
Well, hold on now. I don't think it has to be such a man versus woman thing. I think a man could eat off your plate. But are we talking about like a first date or when you're super into the relationship? Like, where are we talking here?
This is just dating. Like, it's like, I guess it's, you know, just now going out on the dating scene and somebody eats off your plate. It's just a bad sign and guys do not like it.
I feel like if it was your first date, that'd be a little off-putting. But maybe the third and after, you're like, okay, we know each other. You can eat off my plate.
But then you go on and you read the comments. It's like, don't eat off the plate. If you wanted that item, order it.
But that's the fun of having a partner, is you can both order different things and share.
Is it fun?
To me, it is.
Is it fun to John?
Like, for example, yesterday I went somewhere with my husband and daughter, and my husband said, do you want me to grab you a water bottle? I said, no, thank you. And then on the way to the store, I drank half of his. See, it's fun.
See, I would
it's
hate that.
Not fun. So start texting in 816-476-7093. We'll read your text and take your calls coming shortly up after 8 o'clock.
So obviously the biggest story yesterday was that Jason Kelce announced he is retiring from the NFL after playing 13 seasons with the Philadelphia Eagles. It was a very long press conference. It was very emotional. He cried a lot. I had to cut a lot of that out. But he said very nice things about every member of his family, including Travis, who was in the front row, by the way, crying himself.
We did almost everything together. Competed, fought, laughed, cried, and learned from each other. And when we weren't playing, we were at the other one's games, but seated in a lawn chair or a bench, a Capri Sun in our hand that Mom had packed, cheering during the game and waiting outside afterward to celebrate a victory together or offer encouragement after a defeat. There is no chance I'd be here without the bond Travis and I share. It made me stronger, tougher, smarter, and taught me the values of cooperation, loyalty, patience, and understanding. It's only too poetic. I found my career being fulfilled in the city of brotherly love. I knew that relationship all too well.
Oh, you know, Taylor Swift reference there.
I get it that he's very upset. He's retiring from football, but he's still very young. He's got a whole life ahead of him.
Oh, he's going to have a super awesome career.
Absolutely.
I mean, so many things are going for him right now. But I just want, because I know a lot of you saw the footage, you've seen it on TikTok or whatever, but I just want to express to you how emotional he was in case you didn't get to see it. I had to cut out a lot of sobbing in that audio. Here's a clip that I still had to edit a little bit, but not as much.
I won't forget falling short to the Chiefs and the conflicted feeling of immense heartbreak I had selfishly.
A little snot.
For myself and for my teammates. And at the same time, the amount of pride I had that my brother had climbed the mountaintop once again.
Jason, why? Why are you such an emotional, strong Viking man?
Why?
Somebody else who was probably crying yesterday for different reasons. The Broncos have released Russell Wilson after two seasons. That's an $85 million hit they're going to have to take in order to get him out of that contract.
He leaves with $85 million.
Speaking of lots of money that we don't have, for the first time in more than 9 months, Elon Musk is no longer the world's richest person. Jeff Bezos has reclaimed that title. The Amazon founder's net worth was $200 billion, while Musk is just a measly $198 billion. Oh, how's he going to survive?
I just wonder, what's it like to walk into their house? I'm sure they have an army of security. It's got to be really hard to have all that money and try to live a normal life.
I agree, and feel safe.
Yes. Yeah.
Lindsay Lohan confirming that Freaky Friday 2 is in the works, and she talks to Jamie Lee Curtis every day. Also, a Baywatch reboot is coming to Fox, but not a lot of details about it. And I thought this was interesting because this isn't necessarily something on my list, but the daily thing you do that makes you attractive to other people, 91% of single people say staying on top of your chores is incredibly attractive.
Tara said that before. When John did the dishes or loads up the dishwasher.
Yeah, 64% would actually rather see a profile pic of you cooking than exercising.
Interesting. I'd rather see a profile pic of you vacuuming.
That's what other people said. The top thing was just staying on top of chores. And then they said they would like it if you knew how to do laundry and did it regularly. Doing the dishes, 81%
yes.
of people said that's attractive. And then cooking came in the last place. And they said that they would actually like to see a profile pic of you cooking.
Have you seen the video on TikTok about the lady who loses it?
Over what?
Over everything being a mess. And the guy goes, honey, let me show you a secret. And he walks her to the laundry room and he goes, you see this magic basket? I throw all my clothes in there and the next day they're all folded and neat. You see this coffee table? I leave all my dishes and trash here. I wake up, it's a magic table. it's clean.
Have you seen, though, the videos that are like the future of that? And he's talking to the police, and he's like, my wife just disappeared. I don't know. Maybe she got in the basket. Let me show you how this works.
The magic basket. Yeah. Yes.
I thought it was going to be more like murder. Like, hey, exactly. My husband, I don't know what happened to him. That's what's trending on Mix, brought to you by Planet Comic Con Kansas City, celebrating 25 years of pop culture fun with the biggest, most star-studded show in Planet's history, March 8th through the 10th at Bartle Hall. In fact, we will be broadcasting live this Friday.
Such a beautiful sound from Kenya Grace. Strangers. Good morning, KC. It's a Rocket and Tracy show. You know, generations, they keep changing and changing, and now the new young generation is getting out and they're dating. And this has gone viral on TikTok, and I just want to ask you this question, because they do not like it, the younger generation. When you go out on a date, and your date starts eating off your plate.
I think Tara's right when it depends on how, okay, first date, no, that's a big red flag. Fifth date, it depends on, if you think you're going to be boyfriend, girlfriend, then yeah.
Yeah, why not?
I'd love to hear your thoughts. Start texting in, and we'll take your calls coming up in less than 4 minutes. 816-476-7093. The younger generation, I'll tell you, is frustrated by that. But you think about it, they also grew up where nothing can touch, like food on a plate. I think your youngest son is like me.
Yeah.
That way.
Also, 25 years into the marriage, you said you didn't want fries, so get your hands off mine.
I think that's the point they're trying to make. We'll take your calls and text after Taylor. Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rocket and Tracy show. So what's going viral around TikTok is about dating, and these are young couples who are going out on dates, and it's a big no-no for a woman or a man to eat off the other person's plate. Now, I want to just go back. Even if you're married now, did you do that when you were dating? 816-476-7093, because according to TikTok, it's a big no-no. I'm that guy, too. Look, I don't even like to be touched, much less somebody eating off my plate.
I was going to say, I think you're probably a little bit more sensitive about it than most people. If it's a first date, that's an ick. But if you've been with someone for a few dates and you're really feeling it like, I think I'm going to date this person, I think it's okay.
But is it wrong for the guy or girl to say, well, why didn't you order your own? I mean, you're at a restaurant having dinner for two. Why not just order what you want? Why all of a sudden you want to take food off somebody else's plate?
I think if you're comfortable enough to take off the plate, you should be comfortable enough to have the conversation beforehand. Do you want to order this and I order this and we taste each other's or we share? I think just...
That's a little different though, because my daughter and I do that all the time.
I think somebody just blindly taking off your plate, if you don't know them well, is very aggressive.
So we'd love for you to call in or text. Our phone number is 816-476-7093. And I get it. I know a lot of you who are married do that. But we're talking in the dating world that's going on today, what is a big turnoff? And the younger generation say that eating off my plate is just a big no. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yes, I have ate off my husband's plate. I am married, been married for 14 years. But with having three kids, I actually don't have him eat off my plate. Sometimes he does, but not very often.
Yeah, have you seen the videos on TikTok, speaking of stealing food, like when a mom or a dad will try to take the baby's food and eat it?
No.
I haven't.
The babies throw a fit.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like mom tax, dad tax. No. Take a bite before you serve it.
Thank you. 816-476-7093. Let's go to the text line.
Bridget says, I went on a third date with a guy to brunch and he got a side of breakfast potatoes. He automatically put some on my plate when I said they looked good.
Oh, that's sweet.
Nice. Okay, that's sweet.
That's a big green flag.
Emily says, find you someone who offers a bite or two every time. Let's see. My wife started taking off my food after a few dates. Then we started sharing plates because food portions are often too much.
Also, sometimes it might be a way to flirt. Like maybe you pick up that bread and you're like, this is delicious. Then you like rub it on your lips and lick it a little and then put it in your mouth.
That's so sensual, Teresa.
That's really kind of sick. Wow.
You get me.
Honey, I read you loud and clear, okay?
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, good morning. So whenever I was in the dating world, I'm married now, but when I was in the dating world, there was a couple of dates that I went on that actually was part of the conversation because I'm a big foodie. That's kind of my love language is food. So I am always like open to sharing. Now, if it's something like they took a bite off of their food and then, you know, obviously like licked the fork or whatever and then stuck it in my food, that's a big no-no. But if it's like, hey, do you care if I have some of that chicken to taste it or whatever? Yeah, no problem. And we'll kind of scrape it off to the other plate or whatever. But yeah, straight out of the mouth to my plate, absolutely not. But always open for sharing food.
Yeah,
good
I agree.
Point. Thank you. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead. Are you there?
Hi. Yes. Hi. So I'm from Kansas City, but I have a little bit of a different perspective because I do live in a third world country most of the time now, and we share everything. Now, like Teresa said, first date, ick, weird. Dating's different, but once you're in a relationship with someone, I think there's no problem giving a taste. You should always just ask, but I can't imagine my fiance saying no when I want to taste something or vice versa.
Yeah, I agree. I think the communication is what makes it less cringy. It's when you're on a first date and someone just nabs it, but is like, yikes.
You're like, what are you doing?
Yes, I think that's super ick. And like on Friends, Joey doesn't share food.
Mm-hmm. Teresa says that to me like the last 2 days and I still don't understand.
Because you need to watch it.
It's pretty self-explanatory.
In like a loving relationship, it's different. If you're getting to know someone, that's different. But I can't imagine like someone just wanting a taste and saying no.
Agreed.
Is it rude if you say no?
For just a bite? I kind of think so. I mean...
Well, is it rude to just grab food off somebody's plate without asking?
I think that is also rude.
I think it's also rude. Yeah, so there's guidelines, you know? Like, it's also rude to just grab something off someone's plate. That's also rude, too. So I think having, like, sharing food is okay, but you do have to ask. And it doesn't have to be a big conversation of let's split. It can just be a, hey, can I have a taste of this?
Okay, good point.
But then when Rocket says no, you say, all right, so we're not going to call that guy back. Yeah.
Good morning, Mick. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, I had the same issue. I was on like a second date, and we were having a good conversation. And out of nowhere, like this drink that my waiter had just filled up, she took half of it plus the ice. And I was like, OMG, I was parched. And she just... in my mind, I said, I got to get out of here because I just felt like she took half of everything.
Yeah.
I don't know why that makes me laugh. I was parched.
It was a scary moment, but I was like, too soon, too soon.
Did you hear Tara's story about her husband yesterday?
No, I did.
Tara, go ahead and tell him.
What? I wasn't here yesterday. What are you talking about?
No, what you said about yesterday.
Oh, the water bottle?
Yes.
Yeah, so we were all three in the car, and he said, do you want me to grab you a water bottle? I said, no, thank you. He grabbed his own. And then on the way to the store, I drank half of his. So... He is probably parched as we speak.
Yes.
If you weren't pregnant with his second baby, he wouldn't call you back, Tara.
That's right. That's right. He would have ghosted me so fast.
Hey, man, thanks for your honesty. I appreciate your call.
Okay, have a good one.
All right, do we have any more on the text line you want to get out?
We have so many. Mikhail says, I would never grab food off of Rocket's plate. I value my fingers. Mm-hmm. I don't think Rocket is a physical attacker. He's more of an emotional attacker.
Like, I'd push the food away.
He'll give you the stink eye. Yeah. He'll make a big deal and throw his plate in the trash and be like, it's contaminated.
Aww. This says, my boyfriend hates pickles, but always orders extra on his plate for me because he knows I love them.
I do that for my daughter all
but
the time.
I would never take any other food off his plate. That's from Brandy. This says, I'm that person that saves the perfect bite until last on the side of my plate. More than once, my husband has waited till the end of the meal to try my dish and eaten my perfect bite. It's so petty, but it makes me so mad. We've been married for 3 years.
I get it.
This person, Rachel, she says the opposite. She says, I don't care if you take a bite, but don't take my first bite. Drives me crazy.
Oh, the first bite. That's even worse.
I do think that's also a little bit rude. If you're going to ask for a bite, that's fine. But at least let the person, you know, enjoy themselves first. That's super tacky.
Yeah.
Like they just put it down and you haven't even picked up your fork. Can I have a bite?
Yeah, that would drive me nuts.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that drive you nuts.
Yeah, what? I think a shorter list would be what doesn't drive you nuts.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Someone that lives in another state and doesn't talk to you or communicate with you or touch you or look at you.
That's really good.
That's probably like your favorite.
Yes. All right, let's take a break. By the way, real quick, are you guys excited about our live show on Friday?
Yes, we're going to be at Planet Comic-Con at Bartle Hall.
Yeah, and we've actually got a pair of tickets for you coming up next with trivia.
Late night talking. So they're going to let us out of this box on Friday to hang out with our people. And I'm talking about you, who are going to be dressed up for Comic-Con this weekend. I'm super excited about Friday's show.
It's going to be really fun. I can't wait to be down there. It's going on all weekend long at Bartle Hall.
Mm-hmm. We have a pair of tickets for you.
Yeah, we do right now with trivia. Now, on Tuesdays, we like to do a lot of trivia. It's just fun to call it Trivia Tuesday, play games. Earlier, I blew it. Because I used a trivia question that you guys used yesterday when I wasn't here. So let's see if this one goes any better.
Okay. I don't have a lot of faith in it.
I don't have a lot of faith in me. That's just the story of my life.
So
man.
Do you want to get him on the phone first?
Yes, absolutely. 816-476-7093. It may have helped if you listened yesterday. I don't know.
And if you don't get it, we move on to the next caller. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Courtney,
are you ready?
Yes.
All right, Courtney, for a pair of tickets to Planet Comic-Con, this is the most common food pet name for dogs.
Wiener dog.
No. It's a name of a dog, like Buster, but it's a food.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer? Turn your radio down.
Hello?
Bye.
That felt insane.
Yeah. Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
I'm going to say biscuit.
No, that's a good guess, though. You're on the right track.
Biscuit's hilarious. Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Oh, my God. Could you repeat the question? I'm so sorry. I turned my radio down.
No, you're fine. What's the most common food pet name for dogs? Someone guessed biscuit, and that's the...
Muffin.
Nope, not muffin.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Good morning. Is it cookie?
You are so warm. It's insane, but that's incorrect.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Oreo?
Yes. What's your name?
Yes, this is Denise.
Denise, good job. Oreo is the most common food pet name for dogs. So you win a pair of tickets to Planet Comic-Con. It's happening this weekend at Bartle Hall through Friday through Sunday. It's going to be a ton of fun.
I'm excited. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Good.
Do you dress up when you go?
I actually have never been, but I've always wanted to, and this time actually fits in my schedule, so I'm excited.
Yeah, well, congratulations. I'm going to put you on hold. We'll come back and get all your info.
Is that your Oreo bargain?
I know, yeah, I think Oreo's bargain.
You know, it's funny you mentioned Oreo. You know, tomorrow's National Oreo Day.
No really? Way.
Yeah.
I should have used this question tomorrow.
You're
what a loser.
Sure.
Man, there's always something, Tara.
All right, we're just minutes away.
We have an update on your tabloid trash. Of course, we have the very emotional audio from Jason Kelce's retirement yesterday. And Rockin' and I have a bone to pick with our very own Tara about a story yesterday that she really let us down big time.
Good morning. It's the Rockin' and Tracy show. If you're about to head out the door, maybe put on a hoodie or bring a light jacket. It's not cold like you need a big winter jacket, but it's going to be only 60 today. So make sure you dress appropriately.
Only 60. I'll take it.
Yep.
Spring is here. So yesterday, the big announcement, Jason Kelce is retiring from the NFL after playing 13 seasons with the Philadelphia Eagles. It was very emotional. He cried a lot. It was a very long press conference. His dad, his mom, Travis, Kylie, his wife, they were all right there. Travis was very emotional. Lots of video of him wiping his tears and holding his mom's arm. But there was a very sweet moment when Jason wanted to thank his wife, Kylie, and talk about how much he loves her.
I still remember the moment she walked through the door. It was like she glided through the opening, an aura around her. Then she started talking, and I thought, man, is this what love feels like? She was beautiful and smart, serious, yet playful. I knew it right away. I think it's no coincidence I have enjoyed my best years of my career with Kylie by my side. Every accolade I have ever received has come with her in my life. She has brought the best out of me through love, devotion, support, honesty, intelligence, and of course, the swift kick in the ass from time to time.
I'm glad that he talked about her. I met her one time and I froze. Everything he said, when you meet her, you look at her, there's something so striking and she's so gorgeous. I froze. I just put my hand out like, "Hi, nice to meet you, bye."
Don't you do that with all women?
She was a little different. I mean, in her own way, she's so, to me, she's one of the most beautiful women on the planet.
It was very sweet because she was getting very teary-eyed when he was talking about her. And then at the end, she seemed very composed, but she gave him a little kiss and a hug. And it was just really nice to see his whole family there supporting him yesterday. In other entertainment news, season 2 of HBO's House of the Dragon, we now know, is coming in June. Lindsay Lohan confirmed that Freaky Friday 2 is in the works. She said she couldn't give any further details, but she is excited, and she talks to Jamie Lee Curtis every single day. There's also going to be a Baywatch reboot coming to Fox again. again, no other details like a date or who's going to be in it.
Is The Rock going to be back in it? Do you know?
Like in the movie? No.
Yeah.
And this will be a TV series, so who knows?
I feel like there's some pervs in Hollywood that are like, let's just keep rebooting Baywatch. We can do so many different versions.
I mean, the last one they did, I kind of enjoyed it. It was Zac Efron, The Rock.
Yeah, the movie was fun.
And the beautiful brunette girl with the big blue eyes.
Yeah, I forget her name. Did you say big blue eyes?
Yes, big blue eyes.
With those big blue eyes.
Her big eyes. And then finally, we have a bone to pick with you, Tara. Yesterday, we got the news that Lala Kent from Vanderpump Rules is pregnant with her second baby. You were not here yesterday because you were filling in for middays.
Yes.
And Rocket and I were over here just gossiping. We were all excited about the scandal. Who's her baby daddy? We don't know. When all along, you knew that apparently she's been very public about wanting to use a donor, but you weren't here to tell us that. So we sounded stupid.
Now, to be fair, you might not sound stupid. I mean, I don't text her. Maybe she got pregnant by somebody that's a close friend of hers, or she's dating somebody.
No, now it's all over the place that it's a donor.
I will say that for a long time, she's been talking about how no matter what it takes, she wants to expand her family, have more children. She doesn't want to rely on a male partner again for that. So, yeah.
Rock and I really thought we had like a juicy scoop. We were excited.
It was girl talk without you yesterday.
Yeah.
It was an epic fail.
In fact, when Tara finally walked in the room yesterday and we were excited and asked her who's the baby daddy, she goes, she's just not a donor. And then she was condescending and she slapped us around a little bit.
Yeah, I kind of liked it a little bit.
Yeah, Rocket always asked me to slap him around. I'm sorry, Teresa. Yeah. I thought you were into the same stuff.
Hope you're having a good day, Kansas City. It's a Rocket and Teresa show. We were talking earlier, you know, a lot of kids, some people are already on spring break. And we know you're at the office right now, you're working. And sometimes, you know, as an adult, growing up sucks. We don't always get a spring break.
That's right. And we want to help you out a little bit. The kids get to have all the fun, but not today. We want to help give you an adult spring break with a trip to Mazarese. So this whole week, Monday through Thursday, we're taking finalists to win a $500 gift card to Mazarese Jewelry. And then on Friday, we will call one lucky winner and say, you did it. You get to take your own adult spring break to Mazarese. Call now to be a finalist, 816-476-7093.
Let's randomly go to the phones. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Shelby.
Hi, Shelby.
Hi, Shelby. You are a finalist to win $500 to Mazarese Jewelry. They've got really pretty jewelry gifts for men and women. They've got designer handbags. What do you think you'd spend it on?
I was actually a finalist a couple weeks ago, and I didn't win. So again, if I win this week, I'm spending it on me.
There you go. Me.
I deserve it.
Yeah, you do.
All right, we're going to put you on hold. We'll come back and get all your info, okay?
Thank you.
You bet. Have a great day. Hold on. Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rocket and Teresa show. So I just went on the web searching Facebook. It is down.
The web searching Facebook.
Yeah, it's like right at 9 o'clock, like it started really slowly getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
There's
and bigger.
Something going on with Facebook and Instagram right now.
Yeah.
How are we going to survive?
I have no idea. Can you imagine when we were in Mexico, there were people without phones like all day?
I can't imagine that, Rocket. What kind of a world do we live in?
We actually have to pick up the phone and
we have to actually talk to people face to face.
All right. Steve Serrano is coming up next. Don't forget to get out and enjoy the day, but make sure you have a light jacket, high of only 60. But before we leave, we always do this.
We take a moment to have a second look.
I don't think Tara's ever cried in her life.
Well, Rocket, I'm glad you asked. I'm medicated not to cry. However, while I'm pregnant, the hormones are raging.
Are they?
A couple days ago, my husband asked if my calendar was free if he worked overtime one day, and I started bawling because he wanted to abandon his family. Not make money for the family, as some people might see it, but to me, he was abandoning us.
It's all perspective.
Aww. Yeah, you get it, right? You're on my side in that?
I totally get it. Because, you know, it hit me. I'm like, I'm medicated not to cry. I'm going, yeah, I've been through those stages in my life. Yes.
You know what's funny about pregnancy is you have these crazy hormonal emotions, and the next day you're like, that gal was crazy. Thinking about yourself.
On that note, we're getting out of here until tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. You deserve it.
God bless.
Be kind.
Show's over.
And we're done.
We've already run out of time again.
This is where we say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Don't say goodbye.
Who'd like to hang around and help clean up?
That ended well.
Rocket and Teresa and Tara in the morning. Mix 93.3.